This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. While Iraq and the photos of prisoners are the talk of Washington this week, it is in fact the issue of tax cuts that's dominating the actual legislative agenda on Capitol Hill. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
In the House, this is week two of a month-long push to make tax cuts the centerpiece of Republicans' economic plans. Tomorrow, the House will take up a quick fix for a taxpayer problem that has loomed for years. The alternative minimum tax was meant to keep wealthy people from taking so many credits and deductions that they managed to pay little, if any, taxes at all. These days, about 3 million increasingly middle-class citizens pay the AMT, and lawmakers say it takes the kick out of President Bush's tax cuts. How much tax cuts cost or hold out of the federal treasury will be on the front burner all spring and summer. House Republicans say in the next 3 weeks they'll extend tax cuts that are set to expire soon. They started last week with the so-called marriage penalty relief, and in the coming weeks they'll try to apply the lowest rates to more low-income earners and make the $1,000 child tax credit permanent. Those cuts were passed with expiration dates in order to hold down their projected cost to the federal treasury. Extending them will mean tens of billions in additional revenue losses and therefore tens of billions more in federal deficits. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.